This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Segi today on this Veterans Day weekend. By the way, Veterans Day this year, 2018, will mark the 100th anniversary since the end of World War I. Can you believe that? That's a long time ago. Well, anyway, on our show this hour, my first guest is a friend of the program. He's been on several times. He's a terrific actor. He really is. John Voight will be joining us. Then Dr. Michelle Oakley will be here, and she's on the Yukon Vet on National Geographic in her sixth season right now. Later on, Chris Hopper will be joining us. This is a revolutionary thing that is just going wild around the world. They're going to be in Korea with the games. These are computer games that are huge. I mean, hundreds of people are involved and thousands, millions around the world participate. And then we're going to talk more about veterans with Mike Haney. And that's all coming up this hour.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formulas available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allen Root doesn't suggest, I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggests.com.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea, timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world on Armed Forces Radio, and I'm honored to have our next guest with us, a recipient of and four-time nominee for the Best Actor of Academy Award. Joining us right now is one talented man, John Voight. Hi, John. How are you?
Hey, Ron. I'm very good, and I'm very happy to be with you.
Well, thank you very much. And I got to tell you something, and before we talk about your latest effort, a couple efforts that you got that you're out with right now, is that, you know, I go back, you know, to Midnight Cowboy with you. I had some very tough times going to college, and that movie and your part in that movie really got me through a tough period, and I have now the opportunity to thank you for that.
Oh, isn't that nice? I don't know how that happened, but that's nice to hear.
Well, I had lost my dad just the year before, and there was something about that movie that just made me feel like I wanted to go on.
Oh, boy, isn't that interesting to say?
Yeah.
Well, I'm very moved by that.
Well,
Thank you, Ron.
And it's meant to be a compliment. It really is. Now, let's talk about this very controversial movie. It's called September Dawn, and you play the role now of the Mormon governor, Jacob Samuelson, who, under the orders of the Mormon leader, Brigham Young, slaughters a wagon train of 125 people from Arkansas and Missouri, both men, women, and children.
Yeah, but this is a documented event. Brigham Young was the governor. I play a bishop, and exactly the way you've described it is what the movie is about. It happened in 1857, September 11th.
Wow, isn't that an irony?
Yes, and of course it's about religious fanaticism, religion being used as a rationale for murder, The reason why I did it was because I thought it was a very, very pertinent story to tell at this time when we're facing religious fanaticism, which is really we're facing a very hideous enemy that doesn't. Is almost incomprehensible to us at this time in the country's history. And this gives us this little template of this activity 150 years ago, gives us an insight into how programming can produce this hideous, murderous behavior. When we look at these, you know, mothers around this part of the world that we're dealing with, teaching their children hatred and having them grow up to strap bombs on their backs and walk into groups of innocent people to blow them up, or, you know, or the situation with the doctors recently in London, we cannot comprehend how a human being, especially a doctor perhaps, who's gone through an educational system and is supposed to be concerned with all life and creates a hideous bomb that's going to incinerate 500 women in a club, this is it's almost incomprehensible. And we should know this enemy that we're dealing with is what the hideous roots are, so that we can learn the lesson of what's going to result from it. And of course, when I say all of this, what I'm really saying is we're in a war.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a serious war. And it's a war that is not only a war of a physical war, it's a psychological war, it's a theocratic war, and it's being fought with propaganda. So it's very important that we know the truth and we see what this enemy is and we don't misrepresent it.
John, with this
movie, I'm saying a lot of things.
No.
Really, I've got a lot of thoughts on my mind, and really finally it all comes down to saying, really, the troops are protecting us. We should support the troops and our government. We should all unite in this cause. It's a very serious one, and I see there's a lot of distractions and people with partisan politics and people with people misusing the airwaves to divert from the serious situation we're in.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, I look on TV at night, and I'm one of these news buffs that watch all of these shows, you know, where everybody's a talking head, and I think to myself, all the time and effort going into debating, it's like a criminal. You know, they always say that if you take a criminal, and they spent a lot of time orchestrating a crime, and they put that time and effort into a legitimate business, that they would probably be more successful. It's the same thing here. We debate things for so long a period of time that if we put those efforts into something constructive, we might even be able to come up with a solution. And what's scary about this, and I think it's kind of portrayed in September Dawn, is that when you talk about this type of a slaughter, as you know, really it was, it continues today. It's like we don't learn a lesson. I mean, it doesn't continue in Arkansas and Missouri with the Mormons crossing the territory there. But it is existing in some shape or form here in America and around the world today. We haven't learned anything.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think we have to be focused. I think we have to be united. I think this is a very, very serious time.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's good to talk to you guys.
This has sparked a lot of controversy. I want everybody to know that this is probably one of the most widely distributed independent finance motion pictures in a long time, if not forever. But the controversy that it has sparked with the Mormon Church, do you think it does good for the people going to see this movie because they want to see what the controversy is all about? I mean, you don't really think of the Mormons of being this active as far as terrorism is concerned.
Well, let me say this. This is not, it has nothing to do with present-day Mormons and the church at this time. A lot of things have happened 150 years ago. 150 years ago, we believed in slavery, a large portion of this country. So, and it's a different time. But it really is only meant, the controversy is, look, if we have something like this in our history, we must bring the truth to this chapter, to every chapter. We have to understand things as they go down so that we can make decisions in the present based on knowledge. And if we don't address them, then the horrors have a chance of recurring.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the reason why to do why this film is important to do at this time. But anyway, the Mormon Church has recently issued a response. The first time in 150 years they've addressed it in a serious way and
wow.
and agreed to taking responsibility to many things right up to the door of Brigham Young. And while they haven't crossed that threshold and admitted his activity and involvement, they've taken a big step.
It had to be a very satisfying thing for you to do something based on a historical event.
Well, I think it's fun to do that because then you go into all of the background, you know, and you have the real stuff, and then you try to bring it forth to the audiences of today in an authentic way.
Yeah. Do you ever slow down, John?
Listen. There'll be plenty of time for me to slow down when I'm gone, you know. But
well, it shows your diversity, which has been the case throughout your entire career. And John, you have no idea how nice it is to have you on the program today. And as we mentioned earlier, September Dawn, which by the way you can go to septemberdawn.net, and it stars probably one of the most prolific actors in our business today, John Voight.
Can I say one more thing?
Absolutely.
Oops. First of all, thank you to the troops. A big, big thank you to the troops. There's a character in Transformers called Optimus Prime. And when I look at the movie, I look at Optimus Prime, and I think that these are the troops. These are the heroes of our present era. And we need to be deeply grateful. And they're great, and they're a great example of courage and character in the young people today. They're setting a very high standard, and they're the best ambassadors for this country. And part of the reason why this war is starting to change now, aside from the the leadership, is the character of the young people and how it's affecting the decent people.
You know what we need, John? We need more people in the public eye like you to make that point come across.
Yeah, well, I hope that just by saying it, it will encourage others to do the same, because I know there's a lot of very, very smart people out there who understand the situation and are at least as eloquent as I.
Well, and I continue to support your opinion because I think it's one well taken and true. John, you're welcome back here anytime. I could talk to you for hours and hours. Please come back and join us again.
I would be delighted to do it. I look forward to it.
Thank you, my friend. John Voight has been our very special guest. What a talent. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Ron.
And I'd like to remind everybody, you can check out our website, which is ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com. When you get there, you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com. We'll be right back.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Block It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal, will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgy today. I enjoy when our next guest is with us. She is quite a lady. There is no question about it. When they say that doctors no longer make house calls, you can't include our next guest. However, she is a veterinarian, so if you have a problem with a cold or a pain in your arm, I don't know if she can help you, but if you have an animal that does, she'll be there on the spot. New season of Yukon Vet premiered last month. It's Saturday nights on National Geographic. Joining us right now in the star of Yukon Vet, Dr. Michelle Oakley. Doctor, welcome back to the show. Good to have you here, and congratulations on yet another season of this terrific program.
Yeah, thank you. It's exciting to be, you know, six seasons, and, you know, a little information is we're filming the seventh season right now, too, so we're going.
Boy, I must tell you, though, this is not an easy job that you have. You know, you are in the real rough of things. You go to places that people don't even have electricity sometimes. You're really off the grid, if you will, throughout Canada, Scandinavia, Sri Lanka, Europe. How did this whole thing come about? I mean, I know there was a little bit of a nickname given to you on the first time around, the squirrel girl, but include that story in how you got involved with being a veterinarian, not on a busy street in Cincinnati, you know what I'm saying?
That's going way back, squirrel girl. That was the nickname my husband gave me when I first came to the Yukon. He wasn't my husband then. I went to University of Michigan for my undergrad degree in zoology, and they had a project where you could go up and study wildlife in the Yukon, and it was a ground squirrel study and kind of looking at ground squirrels and everything that eats them, which is, you know, lynx, wolves, coyotes, bears, all kinds of eagles and other raptors. So it was a pretty interesting study. And like I said, my husband is from up there. So, and I had big, chubby squirrel cheeks, so he called me squirrel girl.
There you go.
Term of endearment.
Did you always want to be in this business? I mean, I have friends of mine that are veterinarians, and they want to set up a nice practice, a nice downtown storefront. That's certainly not what you're confronted with.
No, I always wanted to be a vet, but I have to admit I was torn because I always wanted to be out in the wild. And I grew up, you know, watching like the Nat Geo Explorers. Like, you know, I was, every minute I was watching Jane Goodall and, you know, Diane Fossey and some of those women who were like pioneering wildlife work, you know, back 70s and 80s. And it just kind of came together when I started doing this wildlife work and I still wanted to be a vet. And it's like, well, I want to come up here and, you know, not only work with wildlife, but help the people up there. The bond between the people and their animals in the north, you know, people, it's not just about pets. I mean, it's for sure their family members and pets, but people depend on their dogs for, you know, letting them know when bears are around. You need to, if you're doing any kind of fishing, any kind of traveling out in the bush in the Yukon, you got to be watching for bears. And it's just kind of a way of life. And your dog is there by your side. And moose, too. It helps having a dog. You get a heads up and you can avoid the situation. And you know, I even have dogs that are therapy dogs. I have a little boy who travels all the time from a very remote native community, and he travels to have surgeries several times a year, and he's got a therapy dog that goes with them. It hangs out with him in the yard when he's playing, and it just, you know, is just there to make everything easier.
You're from Indiana originally. I mean, why into Canada and the Yukon? Wouldn't you find the same kind of things happening in desolate parts of the United States?
You know, when I went up to do the study, I went to University of Michigan, and when I went up to do the study in the Yukon, I just fell in love with the place. I mean, the Yukon and Alaska is right next door. I mean, it's a unbelievable expanse of wilderness. It's really not like most places anywhere else in the lower 48, because bigger than Texas, and there's about 35,000 people that live there. That's it. And they're mostly in the capital city called Whitehorse, you know, so it's this huge intact ecosystem and just amazing mountains. It's true wilderness, and it's really incredible when you're there. You just get hooked. And I've tried to leave a few times, and I've traveled, but it gets in your blood, and you can't leave it.
Yes, it keeps calling you back. I've seen you in helicopters with darts shooting at bison. I've seen you with wolverines. I've seen you perform surgery on bears and on jaguars. I mean, this is not normal stuff from the standpoint of what a veterinarian sees every day. Why do you go after, with the darts, the animals from the sky? Is that to tag them or just to check their health?
Both. So, you know, a big part of making sure that these huge expanses of wildlife and, you know, these populations stay that way, especially in a changing climate, you know, where parasites can take off, diseases are changing and being traveled and being taken all over the world, you know, and we have disease outbreaks that we never had before. You need to check in on these populations. You need to know, even when they're healthy, kind of what that looks like. And the best way we have to do that right now is, you know, to tag them and to follow them. And when we do that, we also take samples. So I have a portable ultrasound. I can check, you know, look inside and make sure everything looks good. I take blood samples. You know, I take fecal samples. We look for parasites and any kind of viruses and stuff. So, and then we put, you know, small collars on them that just get smaller every year, which is great, like really lightweight. And they're satellite, and they'll send us information of where that animal travels throughout its life by satellite. We don't have to even go out and bother it, you know. And then you can press a button eventually, and the collar drops off after a couple of years. So it's amazing technology, and that's what we need to make sure we can keep these populations going and stay on top of it.
And your three daughters help you out on this too, don't they?
Yeah, that's been, you know, I was going to say the best part of the show, but I'd say the best part of life for me, to be honest, is having those girls with me by my side. And it was a conscious decision when I was, you know, I used to work for government as just a wildlife vet, and then I decided to leave because I had little kids and I was doing a ton of traveling where I wasn't seeing my family. And so I started a mixed practice. I still do the wildlife work, you know, on contract, but most of my time now is a mixed practice traveling all over. And the girls from when they were tiny just wanted to be helping. They, you know, they would just hand me things, or they'd run around the farm and, you know, chase the goats, or, you know, whatever they were doing. And just having them with me was great. And now, you know, my older two are 21 and 20.
Wow.
And it's like they're so skilled, you know, they're great at, you know, they help me work on bears and moose and muskox, and sometimes that's terrifying, but most of the time I'm just so proud of them, and they're just such a good help. Like, I depend on them now.
Oh, that's so cool. Also an adjunct professor at the University of Calgary's College for Veterinary Medicine, and also travels back to the Calgary Zoo on several occasions. Do you still do the Saturday morning series, Wilderness Vet?
Yeah, so that, I believe, is still going. That's made by NBC. And it's taken from the Yukon Vet show, so like the Nat Geo Wild show, and then it's made into, you know, shorter, because I think our Nat Geo Wild show is an hour, and the Wilderness Vet show is a half hour, so they kind of take all of our Yukon Vet episodes and make them into this Wilderness Vet show, too. So it's fun to be able to share it on two different networks. But all the original and new stuff comes out on Nat Geo Wild. Like, our new season right now is airing on every Saturday on Nat Geo Wild. And then we're also filming a seventh season right now, so we're still going. We're making new episodes, so it's fun to keep sharing this with everybody.
You are quite a lady. There's no doubt about it. And the name of the show is Dr. Oakley, Yukon Vet, as she mentioned, The Good Doctor, Saturdays on National Geographic Channel, and the sixth season is now, and the seventh season is coming. Doctor, you are always welcome here. You're fascinating, and thank you for what you do. It's great television.
I appreciate it. Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
Thanks
for watching, everybody.
Thank you for coming back. Dr. Michelle Oakley has been our guest. Boy, I tell you something, it is a good show. And she's, as I mentioned before, she's a terrific lady, boy. She's interesting as can be. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
$1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Calmer winds are giving firefighters in California a chance to slow wildfires that are burning everything from mobile homes to mansions. KCBS reporter Keith Manconi.
The weather is giving those firefighters a brief respite today. Johnny Kyle with the National Weather Service in Sacramento says right now we're only seeing light winds in the area.
But tonight and in the morning we expect the winds to pick up and we expect the north winds to increase. 15, gusting about 25. So any strong winds concerns us.
Those winds are expected to die down by Monday evening or Tuesday morning.
Two fires have destroyed dozens of homes and forced hundreds of thousands to evacuate, including the entire celebrity enclave of Malibu. The fire in Northern California's Butte County has destroyed the mountain town of Paradise. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Across the USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. You know, there is a phenomenon that has happened over the past few years that actually blows me away. The 2018 League of Legends World Championship out in South Korea, there are 24 teams, including three North American teams, which will battle for the championship. And joining us right now is the head of the North American Esports And also, he is joined by Kirk LaCove, who is the Assistant General Manager. Joining us right now is Chris Hopper and Kirk. Welcome to the show, gentlemen.
Good to be here. Thanks for having us.
This is unbelievable. I have been in the broadcasting business, radio and television, all of my life. And I look at the numbers that this kind of entertainment, this kind of sport, has brought to the masses. Explain to those individuals who may not know this, what I would consider new form of entertainment, is all about, Chris.
Sure. So for us, esports is the professional play of League of Legends. And League of Legends is the biggest video game in the world. It's played 5v5 on a PC, so you and four teammates are taking on five opponents. And it's essentially kind of a cross between basketball and capture the flag. You're trying to take the enemy's base, but in doing so, you have to kind of accomplish strategic objectives along the way. You're interacting and trying to counter the opposing team's strategies. And, you know, everyone on your team is playing kind of a different role in a different position. So, you know, over the course of a 30 to 40 minute game, you're going to see, you know, countless interactions between teams kind of testing each other, learning what different strategies they're trying to employ. And ultimately, you know, the team with the most successful strategy will come out on top. And, you know, for us, because the game itself can be played so competitively, we introduced the pro play both at a domestic level, where we have what we call the NALCS, which is our domestic league here in North America, but we've also built those leagues in 13 other regions, and so we pull everybody together at this time of year for the World Championships, which is currently being held in South Korea.
This is a PC game. I mean, when you talk about playing basketball, well, you're not out on the court on this.
No, this is entirely played on the computer, so mouse and keyboard. All of our players are physically on site. They're playing from a stage in front of a live crowd. But it's a mouse and keyboard game, and you know it's actually free to play. So you can go home, you can download it for free. You can work your way up the ladder, and you know next year you could be on stage with those guys playing in South Korea.
Is there an age category that is most prevalent here?
So for our pro players, they have to be at least 17 years old for contractual reasons. Typically, our pros range between essentially about 17 and 24 to 25. You see a couple players who are a little bit older than that, and then, you know, once players are kind of advancing beyond that, they typically move into being coaches or analysts, you know, broadcasters, journalists. There's, you know, dozens of new and expanding opportunities within the industry that, you know, ex-players or former players can transition
into. With over 100 million monthly active players, the League of Legends can be broadcast live to fans in 18 different languages across the globe, and in March of this year, the regular season averages 90 million hours watched live, and last year it was 1.2 billion hours over a 21-day competition. Those are figures that I just can't comprehend in broadcasting.
Yeah, you know, we've been incredibly lucky to have such passionate fans who, you know, turn out for our competitions. It's one of the benefits of being a truly global sport is that we're able to tap into a passionate audience around the world. And so when you think about our World Championships last year, which is where we drew that 1.2 billion hours viewed, you know, we also have all the domestic league viewership on top of that. But, you know, even for a single day within the World Championships last year, we had over 80 million people tune in for a single match. So, you know, these matches are incredibly important, you know, to national teams, to programs, and to fans around the world who just want to see the highest level of competition in their sport.
Now, Kirk, you kind of oversee the operations for the Warriors and the development of the league. Tell me what is involved with that, because that has to be a massive undertaking itself.
Yeah, we joined the league about a year ago as part of its new franchising process, and it's been terrific to be a part of this community. You know, we're obviously a well-known basketball team, the Golden State Warriors, but we jumped into esports, and we have our own team, the Golden Guardians, and we compete against nine other teams in North America with the goal of eventually reaching the World Championships. But it's been an incredibly fun process. You know, we're about the highest level of play. We're about trying to develop this next wave of professional players and making sure that viewership is held high and keeps going up. But we're all part of a team here, the 10 teams. We want to work together to build the best league possible. And we were very fortunate to be picked as one of the members of this group. And hopefully we're bringing something valuable to the table. You know, we have a way of doing things on the basketball side that we think is pretty good. And I think Riot feels the same way, and Chopper here, you know, leans on us for lots of ideas and experience the entertainment industry and how we can continue to provide growth and a great product.
You have been to South Korea back in 2014. What is the draw there?
Yeah, you know, for us, you know, when you think about esports, South Korea is kind of the motherland of esports. You know, it was really born, the first true kind of grand stage of video game competition was with StarCraft, and that originated in South Korea back in the mid-90s. And so, you know, for us, going to Korea is tapping into a history of esports that extends before League of Legends. And, you know, we've become the biggest game in the world. We've become the biggest esport in the world. But there's still something about kind of paying homage to the history of esports. And obviously, because it's been, you know, an element of that national kind of entertainment and cultural kind of system, the Korean fans are incredibly well-tuned to esports. They're incredibly passionate, incredibly excited. They're a great crowd to kind of get in front of. But we still rotate our world championships around. So, you know, last year we were actually in China, and we did our world finals at the Bird's Nest, which is the Beijing Olympic Stadium where they held the opening ceremony. You know, previously we've held it in North America where we did our finals at the Staples Center. We've been in Europe. So we do kind of move the show around to be able to get in front of different regional fans. But, you know, there's always something special about going back to Korea, you know, given the history of esports in the region.
That's great. Now, I want to clarify something for our listeners, okay? Our friend Kirk here mentioned Chopper, and I said Chris Hopper, but Chopper apparently is your nickname, so it's not something that I screwed up on, okay? So, I'll call you Chopper.
Works for me.
Works for you. Tell us about Cloud9 making it to the semifinals. I understand that it's the farthest away North American team that has ever gone before you.
Yeah, so, you know, Cloud9 is playing in the semifinals this weekend. It's the first time that a North American team has made it to the semifinals of the World Championships. Previously, the tournament has been pretty dominated by Korean teams. You know, they have such a strong infrastructure in training and development of players that for the first several years of pro play globally, they were able to kind of, you know, take that lead and extend it into Worlds. But Cloud9 has really shown up this year with a combination of, you know, older talent that can kind of captain the team, as well as some really young, compelling rookies that have kind of burst onto the scene. So, you know, it's exciting for us in North America, both, you know, as kind of the league and just the region overall, because obviously there's a nationalism element where we're, you know, we're excited to see a team that we've been following all year. You know, for Kirk and I, it's incredibly exciting because it shows that the NALCS is a globally competitive league. You know, we're just super excited to cheer them on and, you know, hope that they win their semifinal this weekend and we get to see them in the finals on November 3rd.
Oh, wow, that's great. I'd love to have you come back and let us know how that worked out. But also, I want to make mention of the fact that if somebody listening to the show right now wants to participate and has the skills, how do they do that?
So the best way to do it is going to be essentially just playing the game itself and kind of leveling yourself up on the ranked ladder, because that's how teams will start to notice you. You know, one of the interesting things about esports is that when our pros go to practice, you know, when they're practicing their solo queue, you know, if LeBron or Steph Curry wants to shoot a jumper, they're doing so in a private gym. In League of Legends, if you want to practice your solo skills, you're doing so on a public court. And so if you're playing at that level, you're going to start to run into pros, you're going to run into analysts, you're going to run into coaches, and they'll be able to kind of scout you for that. So if the team doesn't notice you, we actually have a tool built into the league called our Scouting Grounds, which takes the top 20 unaffiliated players on the ranked ladder, and we actually bring them in for sort of an NFL combine-style practice where we run them through drills, put them into scrim teams, have them interview with our LCS squads, and then they're able to actually sign players coming out of that. And one of the players from Scouting Grounds last year is actually on Cloud9 playing at the World Championships right now.
Well, you've done two things, gentlemen. You have really educated us and shed light on a great new trend that's happening worldwide. And the second thing is you've made me feel really dumb.
we're trying to, you know, experiment as we go. And I think that points to something that, you know, Kirk said about why we're so excited to have partners like the Golden State Warriors. You know, there's decades of sports knowledge out there, and we're just standing on the shoulders of traditional sports.
Well, you're always welcome here, gentlemen. Come back. This is fascinating. The assistant general manager for the Golden State Warriors, Kirk LeCobe, and Chris Hopper, who, of course, is the head of the North American Esports, overseeing the operation of the North American League of Legends Championship Series. Gentlemen, please join us again. Great things that you're doing.
Will do. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Wow. That's unbelievable. I love talking to these guys about that. It's so far from what I was doing at 17 years old, trying to figure out how to work a pair of loafers. These people are unbelievable. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
By now, you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNLive.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Wide and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. We're doing our best to pay tribute to our veterans this week on the show, and that's going to continue with a gentleman that I'm very anxious to get on the air because what he has to talk about is very, very important, and the founder of the Institute for Veterans and Military Families, which we refer to as IVMF, he holds a doctorate degree in entrepreneurship and business strategy. I want to talk to him about that, too. That's very interesting. Joining us right now is Michael Haney. Hi, Mike. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Ron.
Tell me a little bit about the doctorate degree that you have, because I've had degrees in business administration and marketing. I didn't know there was one in entrepreneurship, and I think that sounds, to me, very fascinating.
Yeah, I am I'm a self-proclaimed entrepreneurship nerd. I'm passionate about business ownership. Actually, while I was serving in the military, to go to the University of Colorado at Boulder, and I actually came to Syracuse University after I got out of the military as a professor of entrepreneurship. It was actually what got me started doing work with veterans. The very first veterans program that we created here was one designed to help veterans who were injured as a consequence of their wartime service actually come home and become small business owners.
Wow, that's great. Do you have a business in addition to all of your other activities?
My institute is my business.
I wish
I had time for something else.
No, of course it's your business. Well, Veterans Day is coming up, and this year it marks the 100 years since the end of World War I, as we mentioned earlier, originally known as Armistice Day, but Congress made it a holiday back in 1938, and President Eisenhower renamed it Veterans Day in 1954. Tell us about the over 20 million living vets and the 200,000 new servicemen and women returning to civilian life each year, and how you can help them, those 200,000 particularly, every year, get back into the stream of life, of making a living, continuing their career, starting a career, maybe going into business for themselves. Not only them, but their families. How does the IVFM approach this, Michael?
So, the population of veterans in this country, as you mentioned, just upwards of 20 million, it's a remarkably diverse population. You know, the thing they have in common is they all serve their country in uniform. And I think all citizens have an obligation to support and propel those who have served once they take the uniform off throughout the rest of their lives. And, you know, I think one of the things that that idea is what we've built the Institute around. Today, the Institute runs programs designed to help veterans make that transition from military to civilian life through, as I mentioned, business ownership, through traditional employment, and in a host of other ways. Each year we put somewhere between 20 and 24,000 transitioning service veterans through these programs that we run all over the United States. I'll give you a tangible example based on where we started. We run programs for veterans with disabilities, for women veterans, for all veterans, focused on helping them launch and grow and sustain. Veterans in this country are actually more likely to start businesses than other Americans. Mm-hmm. You know, while they represent about 6% of the population, about 14% of all business owners in this country are military veterans, and they're
sure
good at it.
Yeah.
Why not help them launch and grow businesses that, you know, are going to hire other veterans and address other challenges such as unemployment?
You bring up a subject that is very dear to me, okay, when it comes to helping veterans, especially get into business. A few years back, and thank goodness I can't remember the name of the company because I'd get in trouble by saying it, but it was a banking institution that supported the development of new business for returning soldiers, men and women, back into the civilian life and wanting to have them start new businesses. So me, being a businessman all my life, asked, how do they get the money? Because when you go to a traditional bank, you either have to have a track record, you have to have some assets, you have to have an income flow, you've got to have a past income flow, you have to have a credit rating. And where do you get all this stuff when you've been 10, 15 years in the service when you don't have the ability to accumulate that kind of equity? And they had nothing to say. What do we do for veterans that come? See why I like the fact that you have an entrepreneurship PhD?
Yeah, what you bring up is the number one barrier that veterans who want to start businesses after the military face, and that is access to capital.
Yeah.
And so the U.S. Small Business Administration has been a great partner in this effort. So the U.S. Small Business Administration, the Office of Veteran Business Development at the SBA, has actually created programs that can help collateralize small business loans for veterans and create unique pathways to capital. Because even those programs don't necessarily lend themselves to the kind of capital or the kind of access that a veteran needs. You know, one of the things that I often default to as I'm working with veterans who are working to launch and grow a business is simply help them understand how to get it off the ground without external capital, without taking on debt. Very often, once we can get a business in very sort of nascent stages and moving forward, there's a lot of goodwill, and often people will come out of the woodwork to want to help. We had a situation a few years ago with a young veteran going through one of our programs that we were simply able to tell his story publicly about the business that he wanted to build and what he had been through to try to get this business off the ground, that within 48 hours of telling that story, he had more resources than he knew what to do with.
Not everybody has the acumen or, for that matter, the desire to own a business. I do want to say that the Institute for Veterans and Military Families will help train people coming out of the service in everyday jobs, not necessarily behind the big desk and, you know, the owner of the company. So that's very important to note, because I don't want to make it look as if your only goal is for people who want to be in business. You know, Mike?
Yep, absolutely. And I think that's a great point. You know, probably one of the most popular and impactful programs we run is actually one called Onward to Opportunity, which is designed to put labor market recognized credentials, licenses, and certifications in the hands of those folks who want to make the transition to traditional employment. Often those credentials and certifications, whether it's certifications in program management, cybersecurity, HR, that's the currency that civilian HR directors understand. You know, often if we can simply put a credential or a certification in the hands of a transitioning service member, it serves to bridge their military experience to the civilian world of work in ways that make them significantly more employable.
Michael, where can we go for more information on this and the organization?
You can go to the website. It's probably the best source of information. The website's easy. It's vets.syr.edu.
Michael, thank you for what you're doing for the veterans of this country. As I've said many, many times, our two big assets in this country are our youth and our veterans. So, Michael, thank you for all you do.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me on.
It's a pleasure. Come back anytime. Our guest has been the founder of the Institute for Veterans and Military Families, Michael Haney. We got to take care of our veterans. They're the primary source of our freedom. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
More to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
That's going to put a wrapper on things with Ron Sedgie today. We hope you've enjoyed the past 2 hours. I want to thank you and our guests for being part of it. Our guests include actress Deirdre Hall, Alicia Dennis from the Investigative Discovery Channel, also to Santa School instructor Tim Conahan, Mike Kelly from a veterans organization. Also want to thank John Joyce, great actor, Dr. Michelle Oakley from UConn Vet, Chris Harper, and Mike Tain. Well, we will be looking for your company from next week when we're going to do it again, live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgie today. Till then, I'm Ron Sedgie, and I hope that you have blue skies and green lights.
Nice.